We continue our report on fake news with an example of how false information was transformed into an accepted truth for millions of people during the U.S. elections.
The starting point. Fact. In the 2016 election, Donald Trump lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton by 2.9 million votes. But Trump won the election due to the particularities of the U.S. electoral system. Today, however, millions of Americans believe that Trump lost the popular vote because 3 million undocumented immigrants voted illegally for Clinton. This is false. So why is it now an accepted truth for so many?
1. November 13, 2016. 5 days after the U.S. election, a 56-year-old amateur election monitor and regular guy, Greg Phillips, tweets, "We have verified more than 3 million votes cast by non-citizens." Phillips gives no evidence for his claim, nor has he done so since. 2. November 14, 2016. Having been retweeted 10,000 times, Phillips' claim is picked up by the website InfoWars, a fanatically pro-Trump source of extremist fantasies, which reports it as news. From there, it travels to a popular right-wing news aggregator, The Drudge Report. 3. November 27, 2016. The story has come to the attention of Donald Trump, who tweets, "I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally." He returns to the theme in numerous tweets over the coming days, now citing the figure as being between 3 million to 5 million people. 4. January 24, 2017. The information has already been discredited by independent election authorities, but when White House spokesman Sean Spicer is asked by a journalist to explain what evidence President Trump has for his claim, he answers, "He believes what he believes." If he believes that, what does that mean for democracy? The journalist asks. "It means that I have answered your question," Spicer says.
What Trump said later. Challenged to retract the story during a White House interview on January 25th, Trump says, "You know what's important? Millions of people agree with me when I say that." This is known as cognitive bias, a tendency humans have to listen to information that confirms our opinions and ignore that which contradicts them. Trump and his fans are now caught in a closed circle of cognitive bias, each believing false information to be true on the basis that the other believes it. In a world where we get information through friends and like-minded people, it is cognitive bias that makes fake news so easy to spread and so difficult to contradict.